Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
She's like, well, a one-way ticket to Budapest from Philadelphia costs $3,112.
Right. And we were like, what? How is that even possible? You know, this is an economy class ticket. Yeah.
One of the really interesting properties of our podcast is we offer people these exercises that science has tested and looked at, and it tends to, in rigorous scientific tests, give people a little boost in happiness.
The life of a high school student athlete is harder than what it looks like from the outside looking in, especially when you excel in both inside and outside of the classroom and are expected to continue to do so under all circumstances.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Well, we all know about that feeling of sitting at the desk at your day job, dreaming about dropping everything to travel the world and see all it has to offer. But a pipe dream, right? Well, the people behind our first podcast don't think so. It's called Extra Pack of Peanuts, and it's a travel podcast for the frugal explorer. Travel partners and spouses Travis and Heather started the Extra Pack of Peanuts podcast to teach us about the possibilities of inexpensive travel, document their experience abroad, and kind of become the Rick Steves of a new generation. On the show, you'll hear general cost-cutting travel tips, specific destination itineraries, and much more as you learn about how to trot the globe without breaking the bank. And with over 300 podcasts already in the bank, the show has already published a vast collection of information that'll send you from your office chair to maybe a beach chair before you know it. Here's a recent episode of Extra Pack of Peanuts. In the episode, they focus on traveling with an infant and why you shouldn't have to wait until a certain age to experience the world as a family. In this clip, they talk about the often complicated process of purchasing a plane ticket for an infant.
This happened before we even left on our trip, and this has to do with the airline. And in particular, this time it was American Airlines. And we had booked our flight to Budapest, you know, a few weeks before the trip. But we didn't book Witt's ticket yet because you can't book it online when we booked our tickets. You have to call it in. And we did have some trouble with his passport. So for whatever reason, we just decided, all right, let's wait to book his ticket until we get his passport.
An important note, we booked our ticket using our American Airlines points. So we were on American Airlines. So we booked our ticket using our points one way, Philadelphia to Budapest. And we had heard, hey, kids get to fly free. And we quickly found out that isn't true, that on international flights, kids have to pay 10% of what the lowest fare would be for that ticket. So we're like, okay, no big deal. We're flying one way, Philadelphia to Budapest. How much can that be? Maybe that's a $400, $500 ticket at most, so what's going to pay $40 or $50? Not the case.
So we booked his ticket. We called American Airlines a few days before the trip, and the woman on the phone was, you know, I was the one on the phone with her, and she said, okay, yeah, no problem. Let me just check what, you know, the taxes and fees will be for your son's ticket. So she puts me on hold and I'm just sitting there waiting. And she comes back and she's like, yeah, so that'll be $312, something like that. $312 for your son's ticket. And I was like, excuse me? What are you talking about? How much does this ticket cost? You know, like we used our points for this ticket. She's like, well, a one-way ticket to Budapest from Philadelphia costs $3,112.
Right. And we were like, what? How is that even possible? You know, this is an economy class ticket. Yeah. And so the lesson we learned here is, one, screw American Airlines, yeah, because they are absolute, and I don't like to curse the show, but they're absolute bastards. Here's the issue that I had. There's no discernment being used by anyone. So she's like, yeah, that ticket would be $3,000 if you bought it outright. And we said, okay, well, you're screwing people who need a one-way ticket. If I was actually purchasing this ticket to go Philadelphia to Budapest round trip was going to be about $900.
Yeah, $800 or
$900. Under $1,000.
Like 3 days before the trip.
Right. So we could have, if you were actually buying this out of your own pocket, you would say, well, okay, even if you need a one-way ticket, you wouldn't pay $3,000 for a one-way ticket. You would buy a round-trip ticket for $800, $900, and you would not take the return trip home, obviously. So I told her, I'm like, well, then look at this. You can get a round-trip ticket for $800, buy him a round-trip ticket, so we're paying you $80, 10% of it, because he's a kid and he's on our lap. And she said, no, but you're not traveling round-trip. You're traveling one-way. I said, yes, because we used our miles. But you see how this is much
cheaper.
You can
see how upset Trav is even, you know, past the situation happening. And it was very, very frustrating. So just keep in mind, if you are booking a trip, you know, and it's a one-way trip, maybe don't book one-way trips anymore. I guess we can't do it anymore.
Essentially, if you're using your points to book a one-way trip, they're going to screw you with how much it would quote-unquote cost, which is just a made-up number that they say, because no one's actually going to buy a $3,000 ticket. So if you're using your points, you're going to have a very hard time then with the infant, because they're going to have to buy a one-way ticket, and they jack those up two or three times what they would for a round-trip ticket. So just be aware of that. If you're using your points, same thing will happen if you're buying a business class ticket with your points, but you would know that. You know, on Twitter, someone said, yeah, well, I paid $600 for my lap infant because my ticket would have cost $6,000 because I was in business class.
Right.
Which also, so be aware, if you're doing one way with your points or business class with your points, you're going to have to pay 10% of what that actual ticket would cost for your infant. And we got screwed on the way back because we had to book him one way from Madrid home to Philly. And again, it cost us $300. So Witt's flights cost us over, with the ones in between as well, cost us over $800.
For
him to sit on our lap. And our tickets cost us less than $100 a person.
So, I mean, just keep it in mind and be prepared and, you know, maybe just only book round trip tickets, somehow work it out.
Or check the price of what this one way ticket's going to be beforehand and factor that in, or figure out how to make it less. Maybe you find a different airport, maybe you use a different airline. But definitely be aware of that when you're using your points, that you're going to have to pay what the actual cost would be.
So bottom line for number one lesson, kids don't fly for free internationally.
Yes, and one ways could really kill you.
So domestically, they do fly for free.
The podcast Extra Pack of Peanuts, a travel podcast for everyone. Start your affordable journey around the world with Extra Pack of Peanuts, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Well, we all want to be happy, right? But what does happiness actually look like, and how is it achieved? Will humans ever know the answers to these age-old questions? Well, this week's new addition to the Podcast Central Library comes to you from PRI and the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley, and it hopes to answer some of those questions. The Science of Happiness is a podcast about just what you'd expect, a logical, scientific approach to happiness. Host Dr. Keltner is an award-winning professor at UC Berkeley who's dedicated much of his career to the study of what he considers to be one of the humanity's most powerful weapons, compassion. And in this podcast, Dr. Keltner explores the elements that comprise happiness, empathy, purpose, love, and many more, and spins them into research-based tips that you can employ every day. Each episode features a guest, or a happiness guinea pig, as he puts it, that puts one of those research-based practices to the test. Because after all, being happier isn't an art, it's a science. Here's a recent episode of the Science of Happiness podcast called What Do You Want to Do With Your Life? The episode examines the enigmatic problem of finding a direction in life, fulfilling career, and a greater purpose that eludes so many of us. It features Grace Revelo, a college-bound student who is the first girl to play on a football team at her high school. In this clip, she joins the show to discuss her experience with a purpose challenge assigned by Dr. Keltner.
One of the really interesting properties of our podcast is we offer people these exercises that science has tested and looked at, and it tends to, in rigorous scientific tests, give people a little boost in happiness. And what's interesting to us is why people choose particular practices. And You chose the purpose challenge. Mm-hmm. We know from a lot of interesting survey data, and I actually find it a real deep source of optimism, that younger people like you, they're really more interested in purpose than making a lot of money. If I were just to ask you, like, what does purpose mean to you as a teenager going off to college, what would you say?
Yeah, I was actually having this conversation with a friend last night about, like, careers and whatnot. And, yeah. like, she was saying that her goal was to find, like, happiness and just be happy with what she's doing. And that's kind of where I see our generation going, like, really trying to find a purpose with not only their lives, but with what they can do for others and yeah. how they can really make their mark on the world.
Nice. Sort of a shift. Just be thinking about how your work orients to the well-being of others.
Exactly. So looking outside of ourselves for a purpose.
Why did you pick the purpose challenge?
Yeah, I chose the purpose challenge because it was geared towards young people.
Yeah.
To really understand, like, how other people my age think, or, like, what people think that we think about. I think going off to college and whatnot, there's a lot of change that's happening in my life.
Yeah.
And so finding, like, a purpose and, like, a goal to strive for, like, amongst all, like, the chaos that comes with the change is definitely something that I've been looking for. And so doing the purpose challenge has definitely helped. I think I've spent a lot of my adolescence defining myself based on the different roles I've played. So, like, being an older sister, or, like, being the responsible, like, person in the family kind of thing. I had to grow up pretty fast and become more of a super older sibling / parental influence. And so being able to move across the country and have, like, a blank slate and be able to redefine myself is definitely something that is new and is scary, but it's also, like, liberating at the same time.
You know, it's so interesting you say that, Grace, because, you know, when I teach at college, and the seniors who are graduating are sad to be leaving college, but there's this deeper question of, you know, what's the purpose that they're heading toward? So it's good that you're thinking about this now. So tell me about the practice. What did you do?
Yeah, so the practice is a series of 6 days worth of activities that go from emailing mentors to analyzing different videos and quotes and just really taking the information that you gained from those and applying them to your future. I think the first activity was the one that really struck me, and that was just emailing a couple adults in my life who I respected and I wanted to hear, like, what they had in mind for me, and, like, talking about my strengths, my weaknesses, where they see me going.
Yeah.
And so I did that with Coach Banks.
Why did you choose your coach?
I chose my coach because he's a very well-respected person on campus.
Has a little bit of fear that he produces in his players.
Yes.
But lovable.
He can be fierce. Yeah, he's definitely lovable if you get to see that side of him. Like, he's the dean of academics, so he's in charge of punishing people. So there's kind of, like, the whole fear factor when you get a note from him or when you have to speak to him. But, yeah, getting to know him by playing for him, having conversations with him during the season, I really got to see a different side of him. And, yeah, he's become almost like an uncle figure in my life.
From the Science of Happiness podcast from PRI and UC Berkeley, find out more about some clinically driven happiness boosters with the Science of Happiness podcast, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast feature this week is called Your Voice Matters. It's a podcast created by Cincinnati area teens that provides them with a platform to make their unique voices heard. The people at Music Resource Center recognize that teens are valuable storytellers and idea generators, and their voices matter. Through this program, kids learn valuable communication skills, practice critical thinking, and best of all, get to be on the radio. The episodes air first at 95.7 MRC, which is a low-power public station here in Cincinnati, and, of course, are also available in podcast form. You'll hear teens talking about their stories, their families, and things that are important to them. And not only are the episodes great experiences for them, they're also a lot of fun to listen to. In fact, here's an example from Your Voice Matters. The episode's called Student Athlete. It documents the life of a high school student athlete, the long practices, late nights catching up on homework, and high expectations from teachers and coaches, and how it all adds up to be a pretty hectic life, as told in this little sample from this week's teen host.
Well, here it is, another day in the life of a student athlete. It feels like I just closed my eyes. The life of a high school student athlete is harder than what it looks like from the outside looking in, especially when you excel in both inside and outside of the classroom and are expected to continue to do so under all circumstances. On one hand, there's the teachers who expect so much out of you, including high test scores, completed homework, great projects, and participation, just to name a few.
Okay, real quick, a few announcements before we start class. I do want to remind you guys that you do have Jostens coming one more time, so don't forget to get your stuff in order for that. On top of that, you need to make sure you have all of your FAFSA paperwork situated with Miss Winter. You know, those deadlines are going to come sooner than later. Today is actually the last day for the Common App, so I hope that you've made time to fill that out. Also, don't forget to take a look at the exam schedule because we have that coming up in a week. As far as what's due today, your value of time poems are past due. Perspective warm-up 2 is past due. Perception essays, they're a month late, but at this point, I still need them. Now, in terms of the next essay that's coming up, if you haven't written that one, now you've got 2 essays to write. And on top of that, we've got to get in time to get ready for this exam. As promised, we do have your reading quiz today over the novel that you were supposed to read on your own, Their Eyes Were Watching God. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Before we get started, though, I need to collect yesterday's homework assignment, which was the response to perspective and gratitude. You were supposed to have that prepared for today. So if you could have that, go ahead and get those out and pass them up. Are there any questions?
Then you have your coaches. They want your full effort and attention at practice, games, or meets. They want you to have perfect attendance, have good grades, always be on time. They want you to be healthy and also perfect your craft. But you just can't do it all.
What's up, coach?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. I need to talk to you.
You know what? I need to talk to you, too.
About what?
Well, you know, this is your senior year this year. And, you know, when you was an underclassman and everything, you had seniors to look up to, and they were leaders of the team. And so now I'm expecting you to do those exact same things. Be the school on time. Be the class on time. Get all your work and stuff done. Be the practice on time. Be a leader in practice. Make sure you, not late. Make sure you're working hard the entire time. Being a positive example inside locker room and inside the weight room. You know we hit the weights hard.
Okay, I'll try.
Well, you got to start eating healthy. I need more veggies, more water. Stay off that sugar water. Stay off that pop. Eat too much Chipotle. And you know, since your sophomore year, you've been in the running for state. And one of the most critical things at state is our individual points. So I need you to drop that 100 time, and I need you to get that long jump up to 19+, because we're going to need those points at state. You hear me?
Yep.
A snippet from the podcast, Your Voice Matters, from Cincinnati Music Resource Center. Hear more from the unique and important young voices of the Cincinnati community with Your Voice Matters, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Each week on Start Here, we wrap up our episode with a look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Well, along with the continued dominance of Slow Burn and Rise Together in the number one position, the hit podcast Up and Vanished is back with its second season. And like the first, the second season of Up and Vanished centers on the disappearance of a woman. This season, it's Crystal Reisinger. The first episode dropped last week, and it's already number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has Earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Rhodes, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.